Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and you listen to Financial Survival. Melody will be joining us here any minute. She's coming to join us on live in just a few seconds. She'll give you the market updates or anything. But welcome to the program today, 5 October 2023. Hope you all are having a great day, and I do mean that. There's a lot of things happening around the world. I love it. A lot of things happening. Some newsworthy, some not, but a lot of things going on, and the circus continues every day. And it truly does. And we're going to discuss some of the things in the circus and the Congress in a minute. But first, I think I heard Melody come join us. She's going to join us now and give us a market update. What's going on with in the world with that? Melody, come on in.
Is that circus music?
That's exactly right. That's what we're going through. A circus.
Well, I'll tell you what, we had a nice comeback in gold today. They hit it again this morning, but the dollar didn't hold that 107 level. So we're still 18.21 for gold. Silver came back up over 21 at 21.06. Platinum was down 6 at 870, and palladium was down 18 at 1,184. The USDX was down 0.43 at 106.34. Crude oil was down almost $2 at 82.45. Paper markets today, they all closed, you know, just slightly down. Everybody's waiting for this big jobs report tomorrow. So the Dow was down 10 points, S&P was down 5, and the NASDAQ was down 16. The European markets, Germany was the only one that was down. That was just down by a little. Asian markets, they were positive. 10-year yield, that came down a little bit. That's 4.716. 4.716, so that's down just a little bit. And natural gas was up 7% at 3.182. So, you know, when you had that 10-year yield, when that hit the, and that's what they're going to do, and that's how they're going to play it out. You know, you got that 10-year yield that hit the 4.8% earlier this week. You know, we haven't seen that since before 2008 financial crisis. There's articles today about, there was an article by Barclays that came out and said, hey, the bond market isn't going to settle down until the paper markets basically crash.
Yes.
So there will be no interest in treasuries until the paper markets crash. And I think this is what, you know, it's there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that you don't see anyone talking about. You see articles, but you don't have anybody discussing these articles and to the impact that they're going to have on everybody's pensions, especially when you have these pensions that are carrying a third of them are carrying the Treasury papers. So it's a big deal on what's going on out there. And they're just the Treasuries are being dumped all over the place. And the rates have to keep rising in order to get any interest. I mean, it's they are between the proverbial rock and a hard place. So that is what everybody has to face coming up soon, Butch.
Well, do you think that this has just gotten out of hand, or are they planning this collapse?
You know, I don't think they're planning the collapse. They're going to take it as far as they can go because they make too much money. So they're going to take it as far as they can. They're going to print until the cows come home. They will do whatever is possible, and I think the market itself will just unwind itself. It will just implode. So I think the design has been, you know, when we started out, I mean, to some degree it isn't an agenda, but, you know, what is the agenda to us? It's taking our country down, lowering our living standards. They were able to do this by exporting our inflation, moving our factories overseas, and, you know, everybody knows the story. We know the history of what has happened and where we are today. So they will do whatever it takes for those, the elite, the group that controls, they'll do whatever it needs to be done in order to make them more powerful and more wealthy. I mean, they control. And so we're the recipients of their desires. We're their toys.
That's true. We're their pawns. We're their pawns.
We're their pawns. Yeah, we're a game.
But you know,
it's a game amongst them, and it's a game that we're being used. So, so by design, yeah. But then again, do they want to keep this going? Yeah, I think so. It's going to crash on its own. And the thing of it is, when things, once it crashes, the reason I don't think they want to crash is because then, to some degree, for a period of time, they lose control of the people. So people get angry, people get upset, people, you know, they want to know why, they want to look out for who, and then it's usually temporary until they come in with a solution to everybody's problems, and then everybody buys that hook, line, and sinker. But
well, you know, it's that in order to feel Klaus Schwab's dream of nobody owns nothing and they'll be happy, they have to do something to get people scared into the fact that they want to give things up to be taken care of. Now, I don't know how they're going to do that. I have no idea. But people run out of ways to pay their bills and take care of themselves, and their livelihoods destroyed. If somebody steps in with a solution, well, just do this. We'll see you have something to eat, and don't worry about your property. We'll take care of it for you. We'll rent it to you, or you can move in one of these sustainable housings. And but it's going to happen. I just don't know how they're going to make all this come together. But they've done it over so long a period, Melody, already. They've already got us dependent on the government. They've already got us. Now, people want to hear this, but I can't help it. 99% of people in this country are dependent on the government for something. You know that. I mean, if even though they're not drawing a welfare check necessarily, they're paying Social Security when they retire, they need that retirement check. So they depend on them for something. And that, unfortunately, that was part of our that was our demise, putting a trust in man and his means to take care of us. We trust in man's benefits instead of trusting God, and now we're into up to our neck. Go ahead.
Well, unfortunately, what it is, it will be death.
Oh, yes.
It will be the population elimination.
But, you know, when you have cattle to take the slaughter, you know, you take care of them until the time is right. Then that's what you do.
That's what you do.
Meanwhile,
we know that. Yeah, we know that.
We do know that.
Mm-hmm.
We do know that. And that's why they keep the circus going, keep us entertained, other things.
Yep.
You know, I mean, that's why we have McCarthy kicked out of the House. And McHenry moved into the House. Don't know much about McHenry. I couldn't tell you much about him yet. But the one thing he did do is, I like when he kicked Pelosi out of the Capitol. I like that, out of her office.
Oh, that is funny.
That is funny. I mean, you know, I'm sure she thought she had it really contained. But then when she didn't show up to help McCarthy, like she promised she would, and McHenry got in, and Patrick, and by the way, folks, name is Patrick, not Henry, McHenry. So remember that. It's not the same by any means. But anyway, so they kicked her out of her side office, I guess you could say, and I like that. What's going to happen now, I don't know. There's many people coming forward, at least two or three come forward that want to be speaker. And believe it or not, there's a movement afoot, and I don't know this is even it's possible. I didn't know this either, that you don't have to be a member of the House to be Speaker of the House. I did not know that. I learned something new on that. Some people
that
actually
what?
Move that you don't have to be a member of the House to be a Speaker of the House.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, I did not know that. So they're actually talking to Trump about running Speaker of the House. I'm not making this up, folks. This is for real. This has been played around now. And they said unless his criminal charges would keep him from becoming Speaker of the House, they're going to run this agenda by him. I don't know about that. But I did not know that you didn't end up being a member of the House to be Speaker of the House. I didn't know that. That's something I did not know. I learned something. So, again, the circus continues.
Well, you know, Trump would never be Speaker of the House. The only way he would entertain that idea is if for some reason someone overtakes him as president. You know, and he loses his lead in the campaign and so forth. So he wouldn't accept that position over being president. So,
but you have to admit that's good entertainment.
He made a comment about he would do whatever's best for our country, but on the other hand, then he talked about his campaign, about being, you know, so many points ahead and so forth. So, no, he wants to be president first, so he wouldn't take this until after the election.
But it's good circus.
It certainly is.
And this, I think, bothers him quite a bit, obviously. Trump drops off Forbes 400 list of wealthiest Americans. You know, mm-hmm. with his ego, that's got to hurt him. Former President Trump speaks outside the Manhattan. You talk about a picture of him speaking. Former President Trump has dropped off the Forbes 400 rich list of America's wealthiest people, the magazine announced Tuesday. Driving the news with an estimated $2.6 billion fortune, he is $300 million shy of the cutoff for the annual measurement of Trump's has obsessed over for decades, relentlessly lying to reporters to try to vault himself higher on the list, Forbes said. A factor in Trump falling off the list of 400 richest Americans was that the deal to merge a social media company, Truth Social, with SPAC remained in limbo. If Trump's platform were thriving, he would probably have no trouble finding alternative financing. But it's not. There's little reason to be optimistic about Truth Social's future, according to Forbes. We'll see. I never did think Trump was worth everything he said he was. I believe he's hocked up his eyeballs. I know he declared bankruptcy more than once. But, of course, I don't know that. That's just not my opinion that he was in hawk. But you know, if you can float alone long enough, move around enough, Melody, you can look like you're making a lot of money and get by with it for a long time, can't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's going to affect nothing else. That's going to affect his ego big time. Any more comments on that?
No.
But the circus continues. And you said, dun 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 dun. So just, you know, enjoy the circus and don't pay attention to the man behind the scenes, you know. Don't worry about that. Ignore him. Enjoy the circus. And now we know that the three automakers are still on strike. And now they're saying something that I think that really should concern them. It should concern all of us. The auto workers warned that Biden's green agenda is going to wipe us out. And I do believe that's part of the plan. I truly believe that's part of the plan. They want us in electric cars. They want us under control where the car will just go and we can charge it. And if they control the power grid, we don't go anywhere. You can always store gasoline. It's hard to store electricity. The striking auto workers are warning that President Joe Biden's green agenda, including electric vehicles, mandates will eliminate their jobs entirely. About 25,000 auto workers across the United States are striking against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis after the United Auto Workers announced a strike nearly a month ago in the hopes of scoring higher wages to keep up with inflation and commitments that their members' jobs will not be squashed by Biden's EV mandates. Interviews with E&E News, auto workers made clear Biden EV mandates very well could be the end of the road for their jobs in American auto industry. I think EVs are going to wipe us out, 28-year-old Whitney Walsh, who works at Stellantis Portland Parts Distribution Center in Beaverton, Oregon, said. EVs don't need spark plugs. What else? Oil filters. We sell a lot of those. If we don't have all those parts, I feel like we don't have a lot to do. On the picket line in Wayne, Michigan, 37-year-old Dijon Moore said he is good with the regular A7 unleaded, referring to the gas-powered cars. He helps to make that Ford's Michigan assembly plant in Wayne. I don't trust EVs to drive long distance. I'd rather just do regular, go get some fuel, and go about my day, Moore told E&E News. And I totally agree. The electric vehicles I've seen tested, and I've watched this being tested online, do not perform up to par by any means. According to their numbers, they're supposed to go as far as a vehicle would on a tank full of gas. They don't get halfway before they run down out of electricity. And folks, you just don't pull in over the side of the road to a gas pump and charge those. And not many charging stations in the country. But again, I'll make the point, if they put in millions of charging stations and the grid's falling apart already, how are they going to charge millions and millions of cars? Millie, that's a recipe for disaster. Do you agree? And that's on purpose, I do believe.
You know, I saw a thing on, you know, the budget and so forth and all the pork that's in there. I mean, some of the most ridiculous things. But there was, I can't remember, was it a couple of million or something like that to go to buy electric vehicles for the more poor stricken areas? And then it's right. Like, well, how are they going to charge them? It's just, it's so ridiculous. Oh, well, they'll put them in for those. I mean, it's just, it's just craziness, as you said. It's just, there isn't anything that just makes sense.
It doesn't make sense. And again, I think that's part of the plan. Maybe more and more people have seen this. If the people that sell the auto parts are seeing this, maybe more Americans are seeing this. That doesn't mean the other side is going to slow down. If they can keep it moving, they're going to. But if they can put out the big three, put them out of business with gasoline-powered automobiles, they pretty much run the market then. I mean, that would be a boon to EVs, and prices would skyrocket with that also. Guarantee that's going to happen.
Absolutely.
I know the people right now, at least I can't afford a gas-powered vehicle, much less an EV. And even more than that, now I'm a preacher, and being a pastor, one of the commandments is a thing, and I got to find it. It's in the Bible that you got to like chicken. If you don't like fried chicken, you can't be a preacher, okay? Anyway, record chicken prices squeeze U.S. shoppers. Benefit Tyson Foods? Well, of course it does. Chicken prices at U.S. grocery stores have hit record highs and should stay elevated as Tyson Foods and other companies. Now, listen to this, folks. They've hit record highs already. But what's Tyson Foods doing? They're dialing back poultry production to boost margins while inflation-weary shoppers buy chicken instead of beef and pork. That is really a low-down blow to the consumer. Kick them while they're down. Higher chicken prices should improve earnings at top producers Tyson and Pilgrim's Pride, but which will pinch consumers' pockets as they try to save money by turning away from higher-end proteins. One index shows chicken producer profit margins at their highest, and a U.S. consumption of chicken expected to exceed 100 pounds per person this year for the first time ever, data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows. Beef consumption is forecast to drop to its lowest since 2018 as prices climb due to dwindling cattle supplies. Meanwhile, consumer spending cuts have knocked pork consumption to the lowest since 2015. Arkansas-based Tyson, which sells all three types of meat, had to deal with a glut of chicken after earning massive profits when the meat prices soared during the COVID-19 pandemic. So what did they do? Instead of continuing producing so the prices will stay down, they cut back on production. Melanie, that is the love of money the root of all evil at work here. I don't think that the companies will go broke if they give the consumer a little bit of a break and try to keep at least one meat processing where they can at least afford to eat. I hear plate breaking already. Go ahead, Melody.
Yeah, we are, and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom. Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And I want to thank Butch for sitting in for Dave Allen today. Dave will be back on Tuesday. So thank you, Butch.
And, well, you're more than welcome. My pleasure.
We appreciate that very much.
My pleasure. But back to comments on the Tyson situation. We all know, and over the last couple of years, we've had many food plants burn up, blow up. Everything's happened to beef, chicken, pork. Everything has been pretty much cut back. But on the situation, again, with chicken, where they still could produce enough to keep the prices down. They're not doing it because so prices go up. Then to me, that's just not right. But, Melody, in this country today, there's not a whole lot right when it comes to dollar bill, is there?
Not at all. And you know what, when it comes to food, what you're talking about, I'm beginning to see articles where the big box stores, the food grocery chains, are complaining because they're saying too many people are dieting and not buying food.
Well, they don't
like, are you kidding me? That's what they're saying.
They're just trying to exist, for one thing. Maybe they are cutting back. They're just trying to exist.
Well, yeah, they're cutting back because they can't afford it. They're not cutting back because they're saying they're taking too many there's too many diet prescriptions like Ozempic and so forth.
Oh, I saw that. Yes, blame it on Ozempic.
Yeah, and it's like, are you kidding me? How about people just can't afford your food because of the prices? And what about when was the last time we actually saw shelves fully stocked?
That's true.
It's been a long time. It's been since pre-COVID.
Well, I don't know about you, but I've been to stores lately, and when I went in, it's something that I may have wanted, but I didn't need. I didn't get it.
Yeah, true.
Price too high. And you know who John Whitehead is?
Who?
John Whitehead. The head of the Rutherford Institute, a Christian organization that represents people in court for Christian principles and constitutional values. Okay, anyway, he's older than I am. He's getting old. But anyway, he still writes articles once in a while. And I'm going to read a piece of an article, just a small piece of one he wrote entitled, "This is Not Freedom, America. The Profit Incentives Driving the American Police State." Now, he's right on the money. This first statement is made by Frédéric Bastiat, a French economist who wrote so many good articles or statements. But he said this: when plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men in a society, over the course of time, they create for themselves a legal system that authorizes it and a moral code that glorifies it. So the group of men who are in society that can profit off the people find ways to legalize what they're doing and make it sound moral to do it. You remember the pharmaceutical companies make sound moral to get the vaccine? How many billions did they make? Folks, this Bastiat said this clear back in the 1700s. He's right on the money. But anyway, John White says, pay no heed. Now, listen to this very carefully. Pay no heed to the circus politics come out of Washington, D.C. It's just more of the same grandstanding by tone-deaf politicians oblivious to the plight of the citizenry. Don't allow yourselves to be distracted by the competing news headlines and cataloging the antics of the ruling classes. While they are full of sound and fury, they are utterly lacking of substance. Tune out the blaring noise and meaningless babble. It is intended to drown out all the very real menace of a government which is consumed with squeezing every last penny out of the population. He hit that right on the head, didn't he?
He did, and that's exactly what we were talking about earlier, about,
yes.
You know, is it by design or is it no? So they're doing everything to get every penny and everything, just like what he just explained.
And they have no conscience.
Nope.
No conscience. And I said,
because in order to do what they do, they can have no faith in God.
That's very true.
So therefore, there is no conscience.
And I would like to think there's some up in, we'll say, in charge that are on our side completely, but I haven't seen them. Now, I know we hear rumors about Rand Paul and a few others, but I have not seen a whole lot of commotion from people that are willing to speak up and at the risk of losing their cushy jobs. They're not going to do that. They haven't for years. It's sad.
No, we know the Democrats. We know how they act. They know the ones that are more disgusting to me. And I said this morning on Beth Ann's program, the ones that are more disgusting to me are the Republicans up there in D.C. right now. And it's true. All they do is fight. They don't do anything. They complain about everything. They're always at each other's throats. And what do they ever get done? I mean, we can make fun of some of the Democrats and everything, you know, but they're a bunch of whiners. But look at these Republicans. They don't say anything. They might say it, but they don't do anything about what they're saying. Nothing at all. And I get it, because they can't.
Not if they want to keep the job, they can't.
Well, no, to keep this country, they can't come out and fix our monetary system. They're hoping it falls on a Democratic regime so they don't get blamed. Democrats are hoping it falls on the Republicans' tour so they don't get blamed. It's just, you know.
It's a circus.
It's just disgusting.
Now, here's something.
At least a circus I enjoy going to, but this one isn't.
Well, the clowns on this one really are bad.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really true. But here's something, Billy, I'll break your heart. Fans unable to attend an Army-Navy football game due to hotels housing illegal migrants.
How about that?
How about that? The traditional Army-Navy football game in December may be short of a few fans due to local hotels being all booked up with the housing for illegal migrants. Set to take place on December 9th at Gillette Stadium in Massachusetts. Fans hoping to attend the beloved sporting event were disappointed to learn that the hotels near the stadium had no vacancy due to Democrat Governor Maura Healey housing illegal migrants. Scores of military veterans, service academy graduates, and families are scrambling to find hotel rooms for the big Army-Navy game at Gillette Stadium because their reservations were canceled to make way for migrant families. Now, folks, pay attention. They already paid for them. They already had them reserved. They were canceled so they could bring in illegals. Doesn't that make you feel like a first-class citizen living in this country?
That's amazing.
It is. Mark Mansbach, a travel agent with Hillsdale Travel, said that 70 of his rooms at three hotels were taken back by the management company due to the arrival of illegal migrants. They took them right out of their hands and gave them to illegals. They're still paying for them. The people are still paying for it. Tax dollars pay for it. But they took them right out of people's hands and booked them in advance and then gave them to illegals. And all I can say is if we tolerate that, good for us. We deserve it. Just that easy. I don't apologize for saying that. We tolerate it. We deserve it. Any comments, Melody?
No, sir.
I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I don't know what to do to make it any plainer, any clearer. We put up with that. It has to be something to do with perhaps people being too complacent. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, I do. You know, and also I think too that we always felt that we could, you know, vote them out. But look who's in there every time. So right. it kind of does, people do lose a sense of hope that even voting doesn't do anything anymore. I mean, you used to go vote with, you know, a slight chance of hope, but that's disappeared. So, so nothing is going to get done.
And this next article, I'm laughing. It's not funny. It starts out, "Ark! Homeless pirates pillage leisure boats in San Francisco Bay."
I saw that. That's funny.
I mean, you're not even safe in a boat. There's a new maritime dimension on the scourge of rampant crime in Northern California. Now, folks, there is a scourge of rampant crime in Northern California because California has become a very liberal, idiotic state. The governments out there are not fit to rule a chicken coop, much less a people. But anyway, As homeless creeps are now taking to the water and preying on houseboats and yachts docked on San Francisco Bay. Multiple vessels have been stolen and ransacked. Victims have had to resort to personally confronting the criminals to recover their property without the benefit of police support, said former harbor master Brock DeLapp at a recent municipal meeting. Is this appropriate activity for a 79-year-old senior? A 3,000-ship Alameda estuary has been particularly hard hit as thieves use small boats to burglarize or steal private boats on the waterway. The pirates use stolen boats or old abandoned dinghies to carry out their raids. A boating school for children has seen four of its eight safety boats stolen and destroyed. The boats cost the school between $25,000 and $35,000 apiece. We cannot run our program without these boats, wrote Kane Richards, owner of the nonprofit Alameda Community Settling Center. The response received from APD, Alameda Police Department, was that they couldn't do nothing and a warning not to approach the perpetrators if we located the boats, added Richards. Sounds about par for the course in a state where the Senate has advanced a bill that would criminalize retail store policies requiring employees to attempt to thwart thieves. So California has totally lost its society. Total loss to society. I mean, this is, folks, nothing but another sign of a decaying society in America. That's all it is. Morality's gone. Nobody has any idea how to fix it because they don't want to admit they're wrong. They don't want to admit that we need to turn back to something that is more moral and based on something that doesn't change, like the Word of God. They don't want to admit that. So they're going to keep on letting this thing fall apart. It's got so bad now in Portland, Oregon, Melody. A Portland safety official said, "I had to tell people not to call 911 due to overdoses flooding us. We've been too tolerant." Duh. On Tuesday's broadcast, News Nation on Balance, the Portland City Commissioner of Public Safety, Renee Gonzalez, stated that he posted that people shouldn't call 911 unless their life was in danger, a crime is in progress, or there was a chance of catching a suspect on Monday due to the police being overwhelmed with overdoses, and that And that says the city was probably too tolerant, accepting as a city, on some of these behaviors that really destroyed the livability for everyone else. Gonzalez also stated that we focus too much sometimes on the user, on the migratory homeless, in defining who we should be building government around, at the expense of people who want to contribute to society, to have a nice place to live. So, yeah, when you make all drugs illegal, and you build this society around druggies, you do everything in your power to save their lives, at the expense of other people that need you, you get what you deserve, folks. This decaying society. We have boats in San Francisco being hijacked by homeless and who knows who else. And now in Portland, Oregon, no point in calling 911. They can't help you unless you overdose. They might come up and help you then. This is a sign that society is almost gone. When the decent people cannot expect support from the local police department.
And you know, I think what's interesting, because I saw those reports and I saw the videos and the pictures of it, and you know, the shocking part about this is the degree of the violence involved.
Oh, yes.
In these crimes.
Yes.
And I mean, just to go back to the boats, the pirates in San Francisco, and I mean, what they're doing. I mean, it's amazing. And there's nobody stopping them. And now I think what happened in Baltimore, you're going to start seeing gangs roving around. And my Lord, Butch, I got goosebumps. I can remember in the 90s talking about seeing and having gangs and roaming the streets all day long. I mean, they're not afraid.
Well, they're taking
these
over the cities.
Criminals are no longer afraid.
They're not afraid.
They are.
No.
What's the difference between us and Mexico and the cartel?
The only difference is, so far, there's still maybe, perhaps in some places, armed citizenry. That's not so
right.
much Mexico. And if the people
right.
don't start to defend themselves, nobody else is going to.
That's right. That's right.
And nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to do that.
Unfortunately, which we've already seen people trying to protect their properties, we've seen what happens to them. They go to jail.
But that's,
they get sued.
That's the cost of, I mean, what you really have, you don't have a lot of joy either. What's all you, you dang if you do and dang if you don't. But you don't have any choice in the matter. If they're attacking your family, you have no choice.
Look at the guy that got stabbed to death.
Oh, yes. Yes, and he was a social worker that was all for the, we'll say, the underdog and the druggies and all that.
Yeah, but that isn't the point. He was there with his girlfriend.
I know that.
Defending her. And he gets stabbed.
Yep.
Dead.
I know. Look at the congressman who got his car hijacked. Yes, sir.
To me, that's scary. Is the type of violence that is.
And again, if that young man had been armed, he may have stopped that guy.
Yeah, true.
So that's why I carry a gun.
True.
I'm not
that's
sure.
Very, that's very true.
So I mean, he could have saved his life, and thank God the guy didn't attack his fiance or his girlfriend.
And just to let you know, I seen this headline. It just came out. The collapse in Treasury bonds now ranks among the worst market crashes in history. People don't know this. The 10 years or more have plummeted 46%. This is out of Bloomberg. Since March of 2020, Treasury bonds with maturities of 10 years or more have plummeted 46%. That's just under losses seen in the stock market when the dot-com bubble burst. The bond rout is worse than the one seen in 1981 when the 10-year yield neared 16%. So there's our great economy, ladies and gentlemen. And you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know.
No, you wouldn't.
But it's coming, and everybody will know real soon. And this is what's happening now. But you wouldn't know it because Bloomberg reported on it. But so anyway, you better get prepared. Give us a call, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Compared with previous bond market meltdowns, long-term treasuries are seeing one of the most extreme undoings in history.
Wow.
Now think of this. The losses are over twice as big as those seen in 81, when 10-year yields were nearing 16%.
Wow.
We're just moving on 5%. We'll be right back.
Girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say baby. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And I think I kind of interrupted what you were talking about when I was seeing the notes about the collapse of the Treasury bonds.
Yes.
And so
all right.
We'll have to see how it works.
Well, I just want to tell
people... Not going to work well.
Metals may go lower, but their lows have been a long time, and silver is down to a lot lower than it has been a long time. Folks, if you're going to do something, do it now. It could go a bit lower tomorrow. It could.
Mm-hmm.
But it could also go back up a bunch tomorrow. That's something you don't know. You really can't. There's no way that you can bet on that either way. They fluctuate. Ever since I've been buying some few metals, they fluctuated, but never fluctuated to the downward curve to where it was when I started. Not even close. So, I'd do it now if you could. Now, we're all talking about driverless cars, Melody. I mean, and everybody's thinking, well, gee, that'd be a great thing. We're going to have driverless cars. But here's the problem. It says, terrorists will hack into driverless cars and use them for mass casualty attacks, a reporter's warning. I hadn't even thought about that, but it makes sense. They may also hijack drones and use them to drop bombs, it says. There are concerns terrorists could use driverless cars in attacks. Edmund King said, "We are aware that cybersecurity is a big issue which will need built-in safeguards when it comes to driverless cars." The bleak forecasts are outlined at the Local Government Association Future Crime Horizon scan. Driverless cars are heading for a road from 2025, and the report says there's a particular concern about them being used as weapons. This would serve to proliferate vehicular terrorism by reducing the need for driver recruitment, enabling lone actor attacks, and potentially coordinating a large number of vehicles at once. It suggests using artificial intelligence to create deepfakes and sharing them on social media will make it easier to get around security features such as facial recognition. Now, folks, that's true. And it warns as drones become more technologically sophisticated, there's a high possibility that these are used for terrorist purposes, such as deployment of explosives. In April, drivers were illegally allowed to take their hands off the steering wheel on our motorways for the first time. The driving assist feature in Ford's latest Mustang Mach-E model was permitted by the Department of Transport for the first year also. So I hadn't even thought about that. And how do you make safeguards on a car, Mel? I mean, every time they put a safeguard on a computer, somebody hacks it, don't they?
Absolutely.
So why can they hack a safeguard in an automobile or a drone?
Yeah, well, I know.
I mean, I hadn't even thought about that as being used for terrorist weapons. Yeah, but why not? Gosh, that's just another concern people need to think about because somebody, if it can be done, somebody's going to do it.
Absolutely.
You know that. And you tell me if this is going to happen or not, if this is good news. Biden administration waives 26 federal laws to allow border wall construction in South Texas. The Biden administration announced it waived 26 federal laws in South Texas to allow border wall construction on Wednesday, marking the administration's first use of a sweeping executive power employed often during the Trump presidency. The Department of Homeland Security.
I got a question, Butch, though,
yes.
Before you go on.
Yes.
If they had to eliminate 26, you said?
Yeah, 26 federal laws.
Does that mean he created those 26 when he went into office because Trump was able to build the wall?
I don't know, Melody. I have no idea. Good question. I have no idea. There we go. The circus again. Anyway. The Department of Homeland Security.
Make sure the listeners know we mean them and not you and me.
The Department of Homeland Security posted an announcement on the U.S. Federal Registry with few details outlining the construction in Starr County, Texas, which is part of the busy Border Patrol sector, seeing high illegal entry. According to government data, about 245,000 illegal entries have been recorded so far this fiscal year in Rio Grande Valley sector, which contains 21 counties. There's presently an acute and immediate need to construct physical barriers and roads in the vicinity of the border of the United States in order to prevent unlawful entries into the United States and project areas. Alejandro Marquez, the DHS security stated in the notice. The Clean Air Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Endangered Species Act were some of the federal laws waived by DHS to make way for construction that will use funds from a congressional appropriation 2019 for border wall construction. The waivers avoid time-consuming reviews and lawsuits challenging violation of environmental laws. Okay, that sounds really good. We have somewhere in the area 30 million illegals in this country already that we know of. 30 million. I'm not saying no blocking now, but the chicken's already out of the pen, folks. They're already here. But blocking, I have no problem with that. Does Biden mean this? Well, we'll soon find out. If he does, it's been a reversal of his policy. Is not Melody?
Well, absolutely. I mean, of course he's going to do it because of it's a campaign year. Now, it's that simple. And he has to do something. And, I mean, this is his way. And he should be questioning why his vice president hasn't done this sooner.
Oh, yeah, she's been in charge of the border.
Yeah,
you're right. My goodness. Russia withdraws. Here we go. My goodness. Russia withdraws Black Sea Fleet vessels from Crimea base after Ukrainian attacks. Russia has drawn the bulk of its Black Sea Fleet from its main base in occupied Crimea, a potent enlightenment of how Ukraine missiles and drone strikes are challenging Moscow's hold on the peninsula. Russia moved powerful vessels, including three attack submarines and two frigates, from Sevastopol to other ports in Russia and Crimea, that offered better protection, according to the Western officials and satellite images verified by naval experts. The Russian Defense Ministry didn't respond to requests for comment. The move represents a remarkable setback for Russian President Vladimir Putin, whose military seizure of Crimea in 2014 marked the opening shots in his attempt to take control of Ukraine. His full-scale invasion of last year has now boomeranged, forcing the removal of ships from a port that was first claimed by Russia in 1783 under Catherine the Great. Well, I want to say, it is what it is. He moved them. But what's that going to mean, or what does it mean entirely? I don't know, Melody, but apparently he didn't move them, so I don't know what that's going to mean. How much more is he going to back off? How much more can he back off? I don't know what's next. I mean, you know, they held a two-day drill, literally drill. People putting on gas masks and things going on. It's like there's an upcoming attack. We had that little emergency broadcast just the afternoon for a little while. I don't know whether that was tit for tat or what that was all about. I have no idea. But I do know that the war with Ukraine is heating up in a lot of different ways. And I do know that some of the allies that are backing Ukraine are starting to back off now. Even one of the gentlemen running for Speaker of the House now said if he's elected Speaker, that funding will dry up. It'll be over. A lot of countries who have been supporting Ukraine said they're running out of weapons to send them. So I don't think Ukraine would have lasted 2 weeks if the U.S. and other nations hadn't backed them. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, they would not have lasted. And the thing of it is, the question is going to be if we stop the funding and Ukraine is just about done, that means whatever they do have left, it's going to come to a peak sooner than later.
I agree. And if they just cut off, if it really happens. And I'm not saying it shouldn't. I wasn't for funding the war in the first place. I wasn't for funding the war in Afghanistan or Iraq or even Nam after I got out of there. But it is what it is. So if Ukraine falls, what would that mean? I don't know, folks. Either way, Russia
it's not
going to
mean anything. Russia will. What if Russia takes over Ukraine? Russia only wanted certain parts of it.
Well, they just didn't want to join NATO. The ones in loose space is the United States. These United States and NATO. That's one loose space.
Yeah,
that's true. All of Europe's might and U.S. might behind him couldn't stop him. Something to think about. They put a price on everything. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
They put a price on everything. Extortion hits Mexican economy, folks. This is worldwide, not just here. Plots of land lie empty among lime and banana plantations in one of Mexico's most violent regions, abandoned by their owners due to widespread extortion squeezing Latin America's second-largest economy. As in many other agricultural zones around the country, criminal gangs in the western state of Michoacán have become a major market force, driving up costs and hurting not just farmers but also consumers. Take limes, for example. Despite a national increase in production and a slowing of overall consumer price inflation, the cost of the citrus fruit rose by more than 50% in the past year. The impact is huge in a country where limes are a vital ingredient in many dishes. The prices are through the roof, said Gabriela Jacobo, a 53-year-old housewife who now only buys a few limes a week. The threat from organized crime is such that trucks transporting limes now have to have police escorts. Now, folks, let that sink in a minute. Trucks transporting limes have to have police escorts. I want to say this on Melanie's program. It's coming to America soon where trucks that transport maybe even food supplies in America will have to have armed guards. It's coming to that. You mark that down. Remember I told you that. The fallout has even been felt in Mexico City, where drug and gang violence is often seen as a faraway problem, and the ability to source food from all around the country eases supply problems. The price of limes in the capital doubled, reaching a cost of $2 per pound in August. It's not because of a supply issue, but because of extortion, said GCMA analyst Juan Carlos Anaya. Now, one more quick article here. Ecuador. I remember people that I know personally moved to Ecuador to retire. on what they're doing now. They moved down there many years ago, several years ago. Ecuador was a retirement paradise for Americans. Then the drug gangs arrived. Bobby DeWinter had found their retirement paradise on this country's coast, where tiny red crabs scuttle across pristine beaches. Giant sea turtles lay their eggs and whales breach the warm Pacific waters. DeWinter and her husband, Andre, had recently finished building a house overlooking the Pacific, accessible by crossing a lush forest. They set up hammocks, planted banana and papaya trees, and hosted dinner parties as the sun set over the ocean. "It is just magical," DeWinter, a native of Atlanta, said while walking the beach. "I had never been to such a peaceful place." Then came the drug gangs and horrific violence. "Killings marred the once sleepy district where they lived," DeWinter said, recalling how her husband once had to swerve his car to avoid a man who'd been shot in the street. A month after the DeWinters finished her house, police found millions of dollars of cocaine stashed at a nearby beach, drugs that officials said were to be trafficked north on the high-powered boats. A presidential candidate, Fernando Valenciano, was gunned down in August. Worried about Ecuador's deteriorating security, the DeWinters now intend to sell. "I had to let go of my dream," said DeWinter. Ecuadorians and foreigners alike have had to dramatically alter their way of life as a country that had been known for natural beauty and relative safety quickly turned into one of the world's most violent. This year, Ecuador is on track to top 7,000 killings, seven times the number in 2018, government data shows. Wow, that is sad. I've never been to Ecuador, but what I can tell people that have been there, it's a beautiful place to be. And now they're having to leave because of crime. Really, there's very few places on earth today where you can go where crime is not growing at a rapid pace. Very few.
That's true, and some of the most beautiful once areas too. And it surprises me though that you don't have the wealthy going into these beautiful areas. I guess maybe it's just not conducive to their travels and so forth. But they can't get the help that they normally need and so forth, but that is sad.
My last friend moved down to Belize several years ago. We wanted to go down there and live, and they were pretty much run out of the country. They're in Michigan. Well, his wife passed away a little while back. But nonetheless, the paradises that people used to think they were going to have changed because paradise demands morality, no matter where you live. Without morality, all you have is chaos and circuses.
Yeah, but you know what, Butch? I know a lot of my customers moved to various places, you know, thinking, you know, prior to 08 and even, you know, Y2K and so forth. And it's like you're not better off in some of these places because it is different. I mean, it's a totally, I don't know if they expected to move to these places that it would be the same as the United States. It isn't.
It is not. Different culture altogether.
Yes.
It really is. Now, if you enjoy that,
but
and that, apparently
that's the
they did.
Democrats telling people in this country that we're all equal.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't talk about the different cultures. It's okay to have a different culture.
Until the cultures collide, and that's what's happening in America today.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's all part of the plan to bring us down to a third world status, Melody. And we're not too far from that right now. We truly aren't. Other nations are literally laughing at us. Including Russia and China, I'm sure. Laughing at America. We were the greatest, the freest, and the richest in the world. Now we can't even govern ourselves.
I agree. Until tomorrow, we'll be back for this program. Butch and I myself, and until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
The bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.